All right, hello. Welcome to the Utah Puck Report. I'm your host, Jay Stevens. Glad to be here. Gary's not here because I'm doing this one from my house. Because, you know, sometimes you just got to adjust the schedule a little bit to get everybody in. People that have real jobs can't just come to the studio at 10 a.m. on a Wednesday, right?
That's right.
Today we're going to be talking about semi-pro hockey. And Bronson, I've known you for a long time. I know you've been around hockey for a long time. Why don't you introduce yourselves, and then let's talk about what you guys have, and we'll get into the podcast that way.
I'm Bronson Holtkamp. Been around Utah half my life. I've played here in the winter, up in Canada in the summer. And next to me is...
Hi, my name's Deborah Holtkamp, and I grew up in hockey. I was on the Booster Club and had season tickets to all the Golden Eagles hockey games my entire life.
Oh, nice.
I was a booster child, meaning I got to hang out with the hockey players, travel with them, hang out with their wives, sleep at their houses. I got to do all the good stuff. Mel Hewitt, Paul Kruse, Darren Banks. They were my hockey brothers.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, that's cool. So how did that come about? Your parents were just boosters?
My mom.
Your mom was a booster?
Yes, my mom was over the Booster Club. She did the treasury, and she was a single mom, so I didn't have any siblings. I'm an only child. I got to travel with the team.
Wow.
With her, the team, the guys would take me and go shoot pool. We'd go out to movies. We'd have, like, sleepovers with their wives and their kids. It was a great thing.
That's awesome. Slide that just a little closer to you.
Okay.
Perfect. All right, so that's a whole podcast in and of itself. Because a lot of our listeners or downloaders, I don't know how you call it in a podcast. I'm a radio guy. But, I mean, the Salt Lake Golden Eagles are a big part of the fabric of why we have hockey the way we have it now. You know,
it's say they are the reason we do what we do.
Yeah, and that happens for a lot of us. And so are you originally from Utah, Bronson?
I am, but I have family that lives in Vancouver. So, I play down here in the wintertime and then go up there in the summer and do hockey camps and live with my family up there. So, basically, I got two parts of the best of the world or whatever, you know.
Nice.
And then when I got older, I had the opportunity to play with Wyatt Russell with the Richmond Sockeyes Junior Club.
Oh, wow.
So I got to see Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn and everybody like that. So it was fun for a whole year. It was great.
I actually, I met him, this is a long time ago, but back just after when I was at Shattuck St. Mary's, and that's when I kind of got to know the Parisis, and Jordan Parisi was playing with him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they also had Alyssa Milano's little brother was on that team, too.
Yeah.
And I kept telling Jordan, I'm like, man, you got to give me a picture of her or something. I was obsessed with her for a while. Anyway, so let's get talking about what you guys are doing now. And we've talked a little bit before we started recording. And you're doing something that's been around for a long time.
Yes.
I mean, 30, 40 years it's been around. Because even when I was just getting out of Weber, and I'd go play for the Utah team would have like 20 different names, but the teams that have been around before. So it's semi-professional hockey.
Correct.
Which basically means, well, why don't you explain it? Why don't you explain to me what semi-pro means?
For us, it's with semi-pro, it's, you know, you're on your way to where you want to go. Cause there's a lot of guys that want to move forward. I mean, I've moved forward myself with the Federal Hockey League, the SPHL, a little bit in the ECHL, being that I was small and stuff like that, but if you got iron hands, a lot of teams will take you anywhere.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But for us, it's unfortunately you still have to pay. Our team's only been around technically for 2 years.
And your team is?
The Rock Springs Roughnecks.
Right.
So we are part of the Mountain Hockey League, which used to be what they called the Mountain West Hockey League. We travel all over the Western United States, but obviously this league's becoming bigger and better. We got teams from Michigan, New York, Texas, even Florida's starting to jump into this where we're all trying to still travel across the country as if we were playing juniors.
So it's you guys, it's adults still trying to play juniors.
In a sense.
Hoping for a shot. But reality is, I mean, you just don't want to give up the dream. I've been accused of that. I'm 50. I'm still chasing the dream.
Yeah, right.
But it's still just fun to play, right?
Of course. I mean, and also with the fans, you know, we all know why the fans really show up.
Yep.
I mean, they want to see good goals, things like that. But we're still in that part of the league where we got hotheads, guys that want to fight, guys that love to hit. And, you know, we technically draw the line of, you know, we'll play NHL rules, but we'll be a little bit more lackadaisical on the fighting side of it, you know?
So no instigators, but...
No instigation, unless
a few fights a game.
Oh, absolutely,
yeah. How many fights do you think there are per game? Like, average it out.
Our last game, we had three.
Three.
Okay.
I mean...
That's pretty good. That's good. Yeah. Like, that's good minor league level. A lot of the guys that are going... Like, a lot of the fans that go, that's what they want.
Yeah, that's what they want.
When I was kind of in and out of this league, they had... So you played at Sun Valley. You played in Jackson Hole. You played in Park City. And so you're playing in front of people that have been skiing all day or out doing stuff. And they want to come somewhere, have an adult beverage. I can't mention which kind because, you know, we're KSL. We're owned by the church. Yeah. But you're looking for an adult pop. And they just want to come out and hang out and watch decent hockey. Guys out there giving it, you know, guys that have tried to play. I remember when we played, there was a guy that was playing at Jackson Hole. I think they were still paying him like $1,000 a week, plus letting him ski for free and live there for free.
Yep.
It was Bill the Hammer Miller. And he was just a fighter.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, I'm fighting 3 or 4 times a night. But they don't expect me to be able to turn left. Like, he was kind of an heavy turner. He could only turn one way. But it was decent. Like, the fans enjoyed it, and it was selling out that building, and they were making money off selling a lot of adult beverages.
Yes.
But that's harder for you guys, right?
It is up in Rock Springs due to the fact we don't have a lot of backing up there just yet.
Okay.
Last year's fan base was a lot better than this year's fan base. I think it's because they went through some changes up there at the rink we have. We used to have the Prospectors, and they were more genuine. The Grizzlies kind of took over the rink, which is good for them, but it shadows us. So we're looking forward to making changes, as in sponsorships. We get more ice time. We only had 3 home games this year because, you know, we're kind of like last on the scheduling spectrum. Rock Springs has the hockey base. They have the fan. They have everything. It's just we need to get the word out.
Yeah.
And this is helping us get the word out on top of us, you know, hitting the streets in a sense, meeting people in the community, doing flyers on pizza boxes. I mean, we're doing what we can with what we have.
Right.
This year we lack sponsorship, which is very hard. It means you got to pull from your own piggy bank, in a sense.
Yeah, and that's your piggy bank, right?
It is my
piggy
bank. That's your personal money. It is my hard-earned money, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I have a passion. I'm not a hockey player. I was a figure skater growing up, but hockey and the ice has been my passion.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I know, I haven't skated in a long time, but I just love the camaraderie, the fans, the people I get to meet. I get to travel. And you make it into many vacations, and you have a hockey family. And that's what I grew up with, like I mentioned before, with the Golden Eagles. I had the hockey family because I'm an only child. I had my big brothers and my poster brothers, and, you know, I had the best of all worlds when I was growing up because of hockey.
That was very cool. So the building you're playing in, that's the building that the Elmore Group, is that the building you're talking about? When you said the Grizzlies, or is it a different Grizzlies?
It's a different Grizzlies.
It's the Rock Springs Grizzlies. Okay, right. They're part of the NCDC team.
Yeah, they're a brand new division. Team.
Okay.
Brand new team this year.
Okay. How many people does that hold? Do you know?
About 600 people.
Yes, 600.
Okay. And how many are you guys getting?
This year, we've only averaged about 40 people. Okay. But last year, we were averaging about 280.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So, I mean, we were pulling it in, but, you know, it's... I don't know what happened this year. We kind of just kind of got put on the back burner, which it's like, you know, if it wasn't for us generally starting 3 years ago, would you guys really have a junior team in there?
Right.
So we were the first ones to step in and try and create this under the Rock Springs Miners. We did fairly well, but of course COVID was still floating around. Everybody showed up. I think we packed the house at 400 people, our very first game there. But then teams started canceling because guys were getting sick. You know, COVID was still floating.
Yep.
So we kind of lost money for the arena and ourselves. But then we came back, rebranded, came back as the Rock Springs Roughnecks, and then it just seemed as soon as the Prospectors stepped in, we kind of got shoved to the side.
Yeah.
And you know, we're just as good as they are. Yeah, we're not as young, probably not as fast as some of them. But, you know, last year we played and we had one guy move on to it's not the NORPAC League.
Bellingham?
The Bellingham Blazers, which I think they're part of the premier league of the USPHL.
Okay.
We had one guy move on to there. We had another guy this year sign with Utah Valley University. This year, right as we got started, our first home opener, I just got signed with the Baton Rouge Zydecos of the FHL. Mm. So, I mean, the opportunity is there to move on from our team because that's our philosophy. We want guys to play for us and move forward. We don't want their careers just to end here with us. Right. We want them to continue and possibly get to the top, just like Scott Darling did. You know, if he did it, anybody can do it.
Yeah, that's true. Wow, Scott, he kind of started at the top and then drank his way down to the bottom and then got...
But, you know, he's the only goaltender or player to ever win a championship in every division.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if he did it drinking, imagine what some of the guys that we have for us that don't drink.
Yeah, right.
And some of these guys are really good. Like Skylar Sedell, he's an amazing player. He's got the potential to move forward. And he wants to move forward. He has the drive. He has everything he needs. It's just, we just got to make it better. That's it.
So what do you guys need to make it better? Like, how can people listening help out?
Obviously, like and follow us on all of our platforms.
Yeah.
TikTok, social media, any kind of thing. We're really looking for sponsorship. My main goal is to come back to Utah next year.
Okay.
I want to bring my team back home because 90% of my guys are from Utah, born and bred Utah boys.
Right.
And home is where the heart is. And my heart is Utah.
That makes sense.
It doesn't make it difficult, but I just know... And nothing against Rock Springs. They have been nothing but amazing.
Yeah.
And the fans are amazing. But I would like to bring it home so that our families could see us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's hard for our elderly families, you know, not just mine and Bronson's, but our players and stuff. You know, grandma and grandpa want to come see you, but they don't want to take that drive.
Right.
Because our team is constantly on the road because we don't play in Utah. We practice here, but we're always in Rock Springs, California, Texas, New York. Those are our schedules this year. I mean, we're flying across country.
How many games are you guys going to play this year?
I've got 18.
18 games, and you say only four of them are in Rock Springs?
Is that three series.
Three series.
Yeah, so six total games are in Rock Springs.
The rest of them...
We're on the road.
It's hard to make money that way.
Exactly.
It's just spending money the whole time.
But finding a rink stateside... is also difficult here in Utah.
Yeah. There's a lot of hockey here now. Even though we have a lot of rinks, they're always booked up.
Right.
It is. But, I mean, that is our main goal. But sponsorship to help us right now, help get the word out. You know, like, share, hold, press, like, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for. And people just come out and show support. Because 90% of my guys are from Utah.
Yeah. So if you're a player on this team right now, obviously it's going to cost you money. It's going to cost the player to play. So what is each player got to pay right now?
$1,600.
Yeah, $1,600. I mean, obviously now that we're getting into the season, you know, I'm sure there's guys that are going to step up and be like, dude, why do I got to pay $1,600 if I'm only getting 16 games?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm willing to work with guys. We're not one that, nope, it's $1,600, well, whatever. You know, I understand you're not getting a full set of games like we promised according to the contract. So I'm willing to work, but we're always welcoming guys in, especially, you know, if they want to play the game and they love the game.
But $1,600 isn't horrible, and it's not like you guys are making money off it. You're just trying to cover the bills.
Exactly.
In one weekend, ice time, referee, hotels for my guys and my opposing team, $6,000.
Yeah.
$6,000 to $7,000 out of my pocket every weekend we're in Wyoming. Which isn't horrible, but with no sponsorships and that $1,600 doesn't go that far. It just doesn't.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, you know, we're always looking to get out in the community. We did, you know, talk to Staples out in Rock Springs, and they've been very helpful out there. You know, getting us flyers and stuff like that, putting them on pizza boxes, mailing them out to the community. Like, we're still a brand new organization out there. I mean, 2 years, I mean, that's a toddler walk.
Yeah, that is new.
You know, every year as an owner-manager, I personally have learned something every single day of every year that I have done this with Bronson.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, and what I have learned, I've passed on to the newer teams that joined this year, my knowledge of, you know, this is what happened, this is how we worked around it, or kind of don't do this because this is, you know, the domino effect.
Right.
You know, I give my knowledge to the newer teams that joined this year.
So when you guys travel, the other team pays your hotel?
Correct.
Typically? Okay. All right.
Or they give us like a $2,500 to $3,000 stipend. Anything over that, we have to pay for.
Okay.
So sometimes, depending on how many people we carry, it just depends. We could possibly pay every time we walk out the door.
Yeah.
But, of course, it's unfortunately, it's still, in a sense, kind of like juniors. Four guys to a room just to keep the budget cheap.
Right.
So, and for the guys that play juniors, they understand, but there's also guys out there that are like, dude, I'm not sleeping with another guy. It's like, well, unfortunately, you have to. This is the way it works. Like, yeah. That's the semi-pro life.
Bare bones bus league stuff. Yep, yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, sometimes it's fun. You create a lot of memories that way.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it also brings the team closer together.
Yeah.
You know, I think it definitely helps as far as learning everybody and what they like, what they don't like, where they come from, how they play. Because I'm not a big fan of your team being in cliques, little groups. You know, that's, we're all one big family. So we need to learn every one of our do's and don'ts of the team.
Yeah. So you guys, how many games have you played so far? Two, three?
Four.
Four games.
We had two exhibitions up here in Provo against the River Blades, and then we just played a series out there with McCall.
Oh, McCall.
Not yeah.
See, it's those resort towns, man, I'm telling you.
Oh,
it is. Yeah. And with what we had, you know, a new, fresh team, because a lot of guys came to us this year from the beer leagues, and this ain't a beer league team. This is the real deal. And first night we did 9-4, and the second night we did 10-5. And, I mean, that's – it doesn't sound good, but for us it's good because we came from two series last year where they beat us 11-2 the first night and then 15-1 the second night. So we've improved a lot.
Oh, good.
With a whole other team. I mean,
yeah, with a whole new team.
There's only three veterans that returned from last year.
Okay. And you guys still have openings, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, we're always looking for players.
And where do you typically get your players? Or how are you getting your players now?
Word of mouth right now.
Word of mouth and Facebook, really. Okay. Putting it out on all the pages.
All right.
Like the goalie pages I'm with. Utah Puck or something like that. That's on the Northern. I have to look it up. But there's a Puck one that I do. I have guys that do beer leagues and stuff reaching out to folks. Because that's where me as a manager, I struggle is I don't play the game.
Right.
I don't sit at a rink all day.
No.
You know, I do when we're playing, but that's where I kind of rely on Bronson and my other team, like the guys, to do that little footwork to help me out. And I always tell them, if you guys give them my number or the email, you know, I'll take it from there.
That's cool. And that's, I mean, I'm sure there are other people out there that are like, man, I've got a decent job. I got weekends off. I'd like to, you know, I'd like to skate, stay in shape. I'd like to go play these games.
Oh, so. Definitely. But I do have a lot of guys, and I wish people these days would not be so hard on them. I have two guys that straight came from beer league. Three guys. One's a roller rink guy. But came to us with limited hockey knowledge beyond beer league. And they're phenomenal. They kept bad talking themselves like, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. They're good enough. They're phenomenal. And I just think it's crazy. It's like, don't ever cut yourself short. The best thing you can do is pull your big boy pants up and come to a tryout. Come to a practice.
Give it a shot, right? You don't know what's on your track.
You miss every shot you don't take, right, Rangetsky? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you miss every shot you don't take in life, period.
Yeah.
So why not step up and be like, yeah, I did it, or I did it, and I can improve on this.
Yeah. So
that's life.
If somebody's out there listening to this right now and they want to come try out, they just reach out to you on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay.
Or show up tomorrow morning at 8:15 at the Murray Ice Rink.
Okay.
It's $20.
$20, and I'm willing to give you a shot. I mean, every guy that I picked this year, they were picked for a reason. You don't have to be the best. You don't have to be the fastest. But if I can see that you can gel with the team, it's worth taking a shot.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome.
We have practice this weekend and next Sunday. We have 8:15.
When's your next home series in Rock Springs?
November 10th and 11th.
November 10th and 11th. Okay, that's right.
Birthday weekend, baby.
Oh, nice.
Ross's birthday.
How old are you going to be?
I will be 36.
Nice. It's just a pup still.
Pup? My body's telling me I'm 80.
Yeah, just wait until you're 50. My body's telling me I'm 100.
Yeah.
My body keeps telling me to stop.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
No, it's my only therapy.
That's right.
Okay, so if people are going to try and go to these these games, same thing. Just jump on the Facebook page, and you can find out where the tickets are and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, we have a flyer out there that you can buy tickets to come see the games.
Yeah.
And we do have a web page.
Yeah, you can go on www.rockspringsroughnecks.com.
Okay.
And it has a place where you can buy your ticket right there online, and then you just show us through the phone. Simple stuff.
Yeah,
how much is a ticket?
15.
15 bucks?
15.
Same as a movie, basically.
Yeah, 10, and then anybody under 5 is free.
Okay.
But for this upcoming weekend, it's Veterans Weekend, so if you have a military ID, you get in for $5.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah, and we're trying to honor every military person that we can, obviously, because, you know, the whole team feels that they're very important to us.
We're very patriotic as a team.
Yeah, absolutely.
That seems to flow through hockey. It seems like hockey is a very patriotic sport. For whatever country you're from, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yep. All right, very cool. Well, I appreciate you guys being on. I hope that people that are listening right now find a chance to come sponsor you guys, come check out a game, at least find you guys online and watch some videos. You guys post videos all the time.
All
I see
them
all the time.
All the time.
I get the little notification all the time that you're going live or that you're posting videos. So I'll check them out. So it's cool. It's fun. And like I said, in a lot of those towns, and, you know, if you're a Grizzlies fan or you're a Mustangs fan or whatever, and you're like, hey, you know, it's still Saturday night. There's not other hockey or whatever. This is still fun to go watch. And those resort towns eat it up.
They do.
I've always thought it was fun to play in those games. It's rowdy. It's old. It's kind of like old-time hockey.
Exactly.
Yep.
And it's a lot of fun. So I hope that people are listening, give you guys a shot, and at least follow your Facebook
to
find out more about what you guys are.
We'd love to have everybody come out, support.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Play,
support your team.
Love it all.
If you show up, you're still supporting the local guys from Utah.
I guess that's true.
You know,
you're local homeboys.
Yeah, so
and we got merchandise.
It's still
too.
Fun. It's we sell T-shirts, hats,
tumblers,
pucks, everything, and you know, for nothing, you get possibly your next superstar that might move up in the world.
Yeah, which is funny. I was telling you guys as I was racing back up here to meet you guys, and I was coming from the Maverick Center, and I passed a Jeep that had the Roughnecks sticker in the back.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
cool.
Nice. Awesome.
It was very cool to see. So anyway, all right, guys, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you guys being up on the show. And you guys, anything else you want to add?
Go Roughnecks.
Go Roughnecks.
Go Roughnecks for sure.
Perfect.
And thanks, Jay.
That is the Utah Puck Report.